This is the Tom Likas Show.
I'm not Barack Obama.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at GlobeFTom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to PremiumTom.com. That's PremiumTom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. We do it every Tuesday with attorney Adam Sachs at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you're listening to a podcast or a replay of the show, but you need your legal questions answered, that's the time to call in live on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And this time, Adam is here and his guys ask family law. Are you doing family law?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Excellent.
Good.
Because plenty of time for family law.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you why that's good. Because before we get to your client we have on hold here, I want to ask you about one V. Stiviana.
Oh, no. You know, I heard she has like 10 aliases.
Yes. Yes. And, and of course, not just V. Stiviano, but her apparent boyfriend, Mr. Donald T. Sterling.
We're not exactly clear what their relationship is exactly, are we?
Well, no one's admitted to anything, and I'm just curious as to your take on that.
You know, he's a lot older than her, Tom. I don't know if you know. I mean, seriously.
That's what I've heard. That's the word on the street.
He's about 81. I know
that's
he's
the
been,
word on 11th Street.
He's banned from the NBA for life, but I don't think that's very long, you know?
Yes. Now, I don't know if we can dig up, in the course of our conversations, one other thing I wanted to dig up here, and that is Bree Walker.
Oh, dear.
Now, this is not a marital or family law issue, but I'm guessing, I don't know for sure, I'm guessing that her DUI trial is coming up, her hearing or whatever.
Oh, dear.
Because suddenly, Bree Walker appeared on Channel 2 News here in L.A.
Right.
And in the course of the interview, she essentially admitted to her guilt in the DUI case. I mean, she admitted on television, here's the parts I can remember. She admitted to not being able to remember being pulled over.
Well, you know, not being able to remember is really good. You know,
that's
generally
good.
Speaking, classically, you know.
Doesn't that give us a hint as
well,
to... Couldn't you speculate as to why your memory was so fuzzy?
Well, you know, in your average murder case, you know, when you get to court, it's always a really good defense. You know, your lawyer will tell you that you blacked, you know, like he came to the door and you got scared and you don't remember anything after that. You
right.
know? That's always real, especially for a woman, you know.
Yes.
She got the vapors and she can't remember. You know?
Right.
It's perfect, you know.
Yes.
Because that sort of takes away the whole knowledge of guilt thing.
She did remember going to the liquor store and buying a bottle of vodka.
Well, there you go.
That she remembered.
You go, girl.
But she did not remember the police pulling her over.
All right. Well, that's excellent.
My opinion is that somewhere between buying the bottle of vodka and being pulled over, somehow some of that vodka disappeared out of the bottle.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure she didn't take the advice of her attorney who would have told her to shut up.
I mean, would you advise, if she were your client?
That's our favorite, right?
Would you have her down there at Channel 2 sitting on the set with Thad Harvey? Would you
certainly
do that?
Certainly not. You know that you always
the whole
tell
time,
your...
I got to tell you something, the whole time I was watching that, you were the person I was thinking of. Cause
thanks, Tom.
What possible motivation could you have to go on and say something that could indicate your guilt in a case that hasn't been adjudicated yet?
They always tell the client to shut up and not to get involved. And in high-profile cases, that's one of your biggest problems. You can try the case in the media where you try to develop sympathy and whatnot, but then your problem is that the judge or the jury don't give a shit about any of that. They're going to come in, you know, particularly if the facts are very heavily against you. And if you've made statements in the media that, you know, show your guilt or whatever, like you're saying, those will be used in court. In some way.
Yeah. I do believe she was trying to convey her remorse for what she allegedly did. by appearing to admit to at least some of what was alleged. Well, and I agree with you.
These are also PR strategies. You know, you have to remember that so much of what we see that's called reality TV or whatever is nonsense. And if you remember, Reese Witherspoon's husband was pulled over, and she copped an attitude about, don't you know who I am and all that. Anyway, he pled guilty immediately. So it wasn't the legal strategy. It was the PR strategy. You know, they still want to put her in Disney movies, and they don't want to hurt her image. And so Walker might be thinking, you know, she wants to keep her image good or to get another job or on television or whatever it is. And so she might just show how utterly remorseful she is about the DUI, and then that deflects it. Maybe in court she's just going to plead guilty, but that deflects it away from her in terms of her career and her image.
I just wonder, though, you know, when you talk about the average yutz who is in the jury pool, and you know they're just yutzes, really, all of them.
So mean. They're supposed to be the average person.
That's my point. The average person who has a job, who has to show up at work 5 days a week, who doesn't have a house in Venice, or has never had a dream vacation or dream wedding in what looked like Hawaii when I saw the video or whatever, are they going to feel sorry for this person when they give the appearance they've been out boozing and the vodka bottles rattling around in the car?
You know that,
and they can't remember pulling one.
No, but you know person. That America, yeah? America always likes the tough luck story and the second chance story. And that plays very well. And we've forgiven a lot of celebrities for a lot of very nasty things.
But you wouldn't recommend, if you had a celebrity client, that they do that, would you?
It depends. Did you ever listen to the early tapes of Eddie Murphy, for example, the comedian? Extremely homophobic, on and on and on. And then here he is in Shrek, which is for children, right?
Right.
How did he work that one out?
Yeah, but that's different because he wasn't on trial for anything.
Yeah, but he changed his image,
when
right?
When he allegedly picked up that tranny on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Well, that's a good one.
When he allegedly did that.
Yeah.
You know, he was, I don't think he ever went to trial or anything.
Yes.
I don't think he did.
He worked that one out. And Hugh Grant with the prostitute, right. And Danny Bonaducci with the tranny. I mean, you know.
But here you're talking about... you know, dragging Bree Walker down to Santa Ana, where she's going to meet a quote-unquote jury of her peers. And, you know, her peers make $30,000 a year, and they work at their jobs at Pep Boys. And here comes this chick who looks, you know, like a plastic surgery nightmare, a hot mess, who has already been on television, essentially, in my opinion, admitting guilt. I would tell you, if I were that juror, I would not be feeling sorry for her.
Bree was driving back from San Diego and celebrating someone else's sobriety when she stopped off at a liquor store, got a bottle of vodka,
oh, no.
And got back in her car.
I remember bits and pieces of it. I remember that several squad cars pulled up.
Anaheim police pulled her over after midnight.
I don't remember if I actually refused the breathalyzer or I took the breathalyzer. Or I know I...
She refused to take it.
Yeah, well, yes.
She was arrested for DUI.
Oh, dear.
Now, if you were sitting home and you flipped on the TV, you're sitting there in your boxer shorts and you flip on the TV and your client appears and that's what you hear, how would you react to that?
I'd fire her. I said, call her on the phone. I'd say, I told you not to talk to the media. Shut up.
Because you know that whoever the prosecutor is in this case, you're going to be hearing that over and over. You're going to hear it in the closing statement. You're going to hear it in the opening statement.
She remorselessly admitted to buying the vodka. Oh, God. Prosecutor's dream.
Oh, my.
Can I talk about family law?
Oh, yes. I couldn't wait because these two stories are out there. And I didn't want, you know, if I waited, the Bree Walker thing would have been a distant memory. But there
this reminds me of you waiting the whole weekend to talk on Monday about the NBA thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't think you were going to last that long.
We have your client, by the way.
All
so
right,
you want
right,
to tell
on.
His story?
Yes. God help us. Absolutely. I know that we've talked about your demographic, Tom, and I think that we're sort of a younger crowd.
Yeah.
And I've had other clients on in the past who were young guys. I think last week or the week before, we had a guy who was in his 20s or whatever. This is a very interesting person who's going to come on now. What's his name tonight?
His name appears to be Mark.
Excellent. Mark is very interesting. He's a slightly older guy, just about 60. But he did a lot of the old Lycus warning stuff. He married a single mother who had two kids.
I think
he adopted at least one of them, maybe both of them.
Even worse.
He raised them as his own. Naturally, their fathers were deadbeats and never contributed and so forth. And this guy stepped into the breach and stepped up to the plate and did all that good stuff.
He manned up.
He manned up. And then somewhere in the middle of it all, his wife apparently decided that she didn't need to have sex anymore, and that wasn't an important part of marriage or whatever. And Mark's a really decent guy, and he waited a long time and tried to improve things and to work on things. And ultimately, it really has been rather harsh for him in a lot of ways. And I certainly have done a lot for him, I think, legally speaking. But basically, I'm trying to limit the damage and to control the bleeding. But I think overall, he's had a pretty rough time of it. And I think it could be a real instructive warning to the young guys or the guys in their 30s looking forward as to where ignoring Lycus 101 is going to lead you. So can we get him on?
Of course we can. Let's put him on right now. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Mark, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
How are you this evening?
I'm okay right now. I got to write a check later, so I won't be doing so good.
That's vagina money, I suppose?
Yeah, that's what it's called. That's what it is.
So that's about, I don't know, give or take half of your salary going to the dead horse?
Yes. Yes,
so
it is.
I wanted to, I gave a little intro, but I wanted you also to tell your story in your own words, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Now, you were how old when you met this person?
I was 28 when I met her.
And go ahead, tell us what happened. She had two kids, right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm on to put up a big radiation warning sign, caution and warning, about marrying women with children.
By the way, may I ask, are you a listener?
Yeah, I don't make it live every week, but I do listen to the broadcasts, you know, each week.
Were you aware of what we had told everybody about getting with somebody who has kids? Were you aware of that?
Not 30 years ago, I was not.
Oh, 30 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, don't forget, we're talking about someone 60.
Yeah, but
no,
people get married
in
at 50.
I'm in my mid-50s. All right, I apologize.
People date like V. Stiviano and others.
You stop with her, man. Tom's got this on the brain, man.
Can't stop.
So please, Mark, tell us. So you were about 28. She had two kids with two different dads?
Yeah. I was 28. She was 31. She's 3 years older than me. She was a hot girl. And, you know, having a hard time, and we became friends, and I ended up asking her to marry me. Her first husband was a hype and father of her first child. He was 15 when we got married. And the father of the second child was, you know, just a loser and a jerk, because as soon as she got pregnant, he said, well, I got to go. See ya.
Nice.
So he was 5 when we got married, and you know, I raised them, you know, basically as my own. You know, I the 15-year-old, I put him through drug rehab when, you know, that was necessary.
Excellent.
The 5-year-old I adopted, you know, when he started asking questions about his dad and this and that and why he had a different name. And we talked about it. And, you know, I mean, I went to all these kids' PTA meetings, parent-teacher conference, while she stayed home because she was so stressed from her hard day of, you know, at that time being home, because we had a child between us. And so until he started school, she stayed home. But when she had our child, I took 2 months off and let her rest. Okay. I mean, I treated her with nothing but respect, honor, and everything the whole way through. And, you know, it accounts for nothing in the end.
Now, there was a point, you were telling me, I think you took her on a cruise or you tried to do some kind of romantic thing with her, and she just, like, gave you the back, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we went to Las Vegas for 4 days at the Millennium. Nothing.
No, there's nothing more humiliating, Tom, than being rejected by your own wife, you know?
That's like 5 years later, we went on
It's awfully common, though, Adam.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I'll tell you, it all changed when she got pregnant and had our son.
Right, right.
Everything changed.
So here you're making her dreams come true, basically.
Yeah.
You've rescued her because she's going to be this broke single mother with two kids with no support from their fathers. You adopt the kid. The other kid's having problems, and you're stepping into the breach. And her thanks to you is blowing you off and saying, you know, no sex for you anymore.
That's the way it went.
And this is another really important lesson in terms of, you know, your experience, which I want to share with the boys. In that situation, you stayed with her for at least another decade, right?
Yes.
Oh, my.
See, that's remarkable. I'm curious if you could explain, and I'm not trying to hurt you with this. It's really a lesson to the others, you know?
No. No problem. The first 6, 7, 8 years of that decade, our son was still at home, and the youngest of her, you know, our middle son was still at home. The middle son finally got married, and he's got his own thing going on now, which, by the way, I paid for everything to move him, his wife, and my granddaughter to Wisconsin so she could work on her master's degree.
Yeah,
you know, this was like only 3 years ago.
Your generosity is unbelievable.
I thought I was doing the right thing, and I thought it made a difference to my ex-wife. You know, I mean, 2 years ago, our son finally, you know, he moved out on his own. And so that's when I realized, hey, this is ridiculous. I'm unhappy, not only her, but now I'm becoming unhappy. So, you know, I started thinking about what I needed to do. And this year I decided what I needed to do was get out of here. And when that happened, she has got, you know, she's got a pan to catch every drop of blood that I can give. Okay?
Amazing. Now for that reality, and I have a lot of guys that, you know, stay too long and so forth. I'm really curious.
If you have any doubt, get out.
Well, you're talking about, you know, all that you did, particularly for her kids, you know, which are not biologically yours. I mean, now when we're doing the divorce, does she show any appreciation for any of that?
No, none of that matters. I mean, none of that matters. You would think that they didn't even exist, okay?
And they've pretty much taken her side in the divorce as well, right?
One of them has, and one of them hasn't. One of them, the one that moved to Wisconsin, he's a little bit college educated, and he can see what's going on and whatnot. But I mean, I'm not asking anybody to take a side, right?
Right.
The oldest son is definitely a mama's boy, and he could care less. He can see now that she has the money, not me.
Right.
So of course he's, you know, buddying up over there. Yeah.
Now, in terms of waiting,
I mean,
so
I got
long,
him a job. He works where I work. I got him a job.
I know. When you talk about, I think we're talking more than 10 years. How did you stay so long? How are you able to do that? Didn't you have it eating at you all the time that, like, that you were in, like, kind of a crazy situation or a false marriage or whatever?
I thought I was doing the right thing, and I thought eventually it was going to change, you know?
You held out hope to the very end that something would, like, change?
I really did. I held out hope that once all the kids were gone, you know, she was going to loosen up, you know?
It's amazing. And I have to say that in terms of the divorce and everything, and I've been working very hard on your case, of course.
The only hope I've got about, you know, you're doing a great job for me. That's all I can say.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I have to say she's been, you know, very nasty about it all. Fascinating. One second. It's fascinating to me how, considering that she really, you know, opted out of the marriage, how she acts like she's the rejected person. That's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in her mind, since I filed, it's all my fault, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, her. I mean, I've got texts and emails where, you know, her thing was sex is just a bonus. Real love real love has nothing to do with your penis.
Oh, okay? That's nice.
So, I hope I can say that. Sorry.
Sure.
If I can, but,
I mean, we can say that, right, Tom?
Say anything you want.
I mean, I have texts and emails where she actually says that, okay?
So that suggests that she still loves you and you're still married, but you're being an asshole for expecting sex in a marriage.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Basically, that's the way I take on it.
Well, Tom, what do you think? I mean, is this everything we talked about?
I gave up my whole 40s. Okay? I'll never have that back.
I hope the younger guys are hearing that, because something you said earlier in the call, Mark, makes a lot of sense. That is, the minute you see a sign of trouble, a red flag, it's time to go. You don't wait.
I'm telling you, if there's any doubt, get out. That's the line of the day, okay?
If you have doubt, get out.
What's
also amazing to me is the ingratitude. It's fascinating. And the jealousy, which is really fascinating, where a woman rejects her husband in sex, but then she's furious and jealous that she thinks he's flirting with other women. Didn't she carry on that you were having an affair at work or something, some nonsense?
Every job I've ever had, she has called the receptionist and any of the administrative assistants, a.k.a. secretaries or whatever, and would accuse them of having affairs with me. It never happened, not even once.
Isn't that fascinating? So she's refusing sex, but then she's hysterical that maybe he's with someone else, like she's jealous. Meanwhile, she herself doesn't want it. I think that's fascinating. It shows you a woman's complete illogic.
You know, and, you know, while we're talking, I feel like I have to mention, we're talking California here. There's a 10-year rule, okay?
Yes.
If you're married over 10 years, you absolutely lose, okay?
We've talked about that many times. I don't know if you know that, but we tell guys, really, when you get to the 8-year mark or just before, it's time to have a gut check. Are you in for the long haul or not?
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, you know. And I'll be honest with you, I've only been listening since I hired Adam, okay? I happened upon the show one day, listened to it. So I've listened to it one or two other times, and then, you know, my old attorney was doing absolutely nothing. I was dying. And Adam has, you know, at least given me some hope that, you know, I have something to focus on and have some pluses now, at least.
Well, didn't you hire a woman lawyer, as I recall?
Yeah, yeah. I figured hiring a woman attorney.
Tom? Oh, my.
Hiring a woman attorney, you know, would give me the perspective of the other side.
Really?
You know?
More like her taking the other side.
Yeah. Let me cave, okay?
It's fascinating. I'm amazed how many guys hire women lawyers, and they think that somehow that's going to generate some
magic
kind of sympathy or something. I don't get that at all.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. I honestly thought that throughout my marriage, I was doing the right thing. And I'll be honest with you, I still believe I was doing the right thing. I just can't believe that she could be so ungrateful and out for blood.
You must be a new listener.
I don't know. It's got to be in the genetics or something. It seems to me that you just bent over backwards to help her. You bailed her out when she was stupid, having all these kids with these irresponsible guys. You really, really helped her and turned her life around. And to see the level of her anger, it's amazing. It's really amazing.
I'll tell you, I know her very well. I thought, obviously I didn't, and I don't. I mean, I can tell you how many times she said to me, your money's your money, I don't want your money, blah, 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 blah. For whatever reason, I believed that, you know.
Well, that's another great one where the guys are with a woman and she says, well, don't worry, I would never go after you for money. I don't want spousal alimony.
Yeah.
It's nonsense. It's all nonsense. When the divorce comes, they forget all about that.
No, the divorce comes, their hand isn't out. It's in your pocket, okay? There's a difference.
I also think that, you know, as you're getting a little older, and I'm sorry if I called you 60. I know you're in your 50s. But as you're getting older, I mean, it's harder and harder to work hard. I think that she's talking about some kind of disability that she has.
Oh, yes. She's going on, you know, I'm not going to be able to work ever again. And, you know, you're going to have to, you know, take care of me your whole life. I mean, I'll tell you what, this is California. What killed, you know, okay, I get it. The law says she gets half of my frickin' retirement funds that I've been, you know, working so hard for. I mean, I'm an engineer, but I have zero college. I worked my butt off and became a self-made engineer. And I'm, you know, recognized by my peers and the industry and everything else. But that was hard work on my part, doing that and being Mr. Mom the whole time, okay? And I have to give half of all of it away. Not only that, I have to, if I get a bonus next year, I have to give her a percentage of that. We're divorced. I thought divorce meant separate.
No, that's fascinating. You get that, Tom? So going forward, he gets a bonus in the future. He still has to share it with her.
It's unbelievable.
We're divorced. I thought that's what divorce was. You're you, I'm me. No, this is California.
Well, you've been with her a long time. That's why.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. You, gentlemen, number one, you better think real hard about it. I'm putting up the radiation warning sign. You're looking for trouble. You marry that woman that has children. Forget about Mr. Nice Guy, because you're going to lose. And the 10-year rule, don't ever forget it. At 8 years, start thinking real hard, you know.
That's the 8-year gut check, Tom, remember?
Yeah.
Believe me, I wrote it.
I'm telling you, it's a rule.
I'm fascinated, too. I've seen a lot of guys that, like you, sacrificed a lot for the woman. A couple of guys lately I've been talking to that got the woman into America, got her a green card, you know, and thought that her level of appreciation was going to be endless, you know. Look how you helped me. Look how you bailed me out. Look what you did for me. And it's amazing how short their memories are.
Yeah, you would just think, I mean, human nature, a little bit of gratitude would be, you know, just innate in the person, right?
You think, you know, for somebody who saved my life and bailed me out, I wouldn't go balls out against them. I would, you know, I'd always have to say, hey, wait a minute, I can't do this. This person really saved my ass. And it's amazing how a woman just doesn't think that way. And it's so clear that this thing about her not wanting to work in the future, and she's basically decided that she's going to ride you literally for the rest of her life, whether you're married or not, like a freaking parasite.
Yeah, and well, I'll tell you what. Not only that, I put her through occupational training, whatever. I put her through a training. She learned a new trade, even, which she could actually use if she has to change her current job or wants to claim disability or whatever. That doesn't matter, okay?
It's amazing.
I think Adam's going to help me and try and reduce this, you know, and I'm sure we'll be successful, and I'm forever grateful for that. I'm telling you guys, if you're listening out there, California law is 100% against you. You better watch out.
All right. Well, listen, Mark, I really appreciate you coming on. And by the way, Tom, I know he keeps repeating this thing about California law, but I hate to tell the boys in other states, it's pretty much the same thing.
Now, in some states, it's official, like California, and other states, it's kind of the judge's ruling, isn't it?
No.
He has kind of some leeway in that respect, right?
Yeah, so let's not kid ourselves, you know?
I mean, in some states, they round up. 8 years equals 10.
Well, they do that in California, too, now.
You round up to the nearest decade.
I just saw, if you remember, the former governor of New York, Spitzer. And remember, he was with the prostitute, and
yes.
I saw his wife.
His wife, Silda Spitzer.
Silda
Spitzer.
And she was all, you know, remorseful, and she was saying how it was her fault, and the wife is supposed to take care of the sex, and obviously he wasn't satisfied, and he went elsewhere. Well, she just got $8 million and the Fifth Avenue penthouse apartment and a bunch of other stuff, and she was looking pretty happy.
I'll bet she was.
So much for being remorseful.
Oh, my.
When it comes down to brass tacks, And what was difficult and what is difficult in this case that that Mark's talking about, his case, is how the law looks at it and how the judges look at it. And from their point of view, especially now that she's old, you know, and she doesn't have a job or she's disabled or whatever her story is, even though she has training and she could work, the thinking is, well, he's got to be the one to pay for her. Because if he doesn't, she's going to be a ward of state and she's going to get, you know, welfare or whatever. We don't want that. And so, you know, she literally, very self-righteously, that's I think what kind of hurts Mark the worst, she very self-righteously has her hand in his pocket and is never, ever going to let go. And he's sitting there saying to her, look at all the shit I've done for you. You know, what, look at all these things I've sacrificed and helped you and so forth. And it's amazing how there's no appreciation at all.
Right. But why would you expect there to be? I mean, well,
you're talking about
in
a
perfect
mother,
world, you would expect that.
Tom, come on. You rescue her.
Entitlement.
Her, the two fathers of her children blew her off, okay?
Right.
Here's a guy that does the Disney thing, right? He shows up. He's a sweet guy. He raises her kids. He goes to the school.
He goes to the games. He's a doormat.
Yeah, but
and that's how she sees it.
Well, what pleasures does he get in life? They now that they're adults, they're not particularly in contact with him. He was basically the human wallet.
They got what they needed.
Yeah, but she doesn't even really recognize it as anything special. She's like, hey, F you, whatever.
Right. But again, you know, anyone who listens to my show would not be surprised. That's how it is. That's the way things are.
I think there's a point where you talk about it and people say, you know, God, you know, it's so extreme what Tom's saying. And
he's such a misogynist.
Well, Tom, you always get calls from women who are always saying, you know, oh, my friends aren't like that. We're not like that. Here, again, Mark's wife was telling him, I don't want your money. What's yours is yours. You know, I'll never ask you for alimony. And it's all bullshit. It's all nonsense.
Right. None of that means anything unless it's in writing. And some of that doesn't even mean anything.
Yeah. Well, they say it's not worth the paper it wasn't written on.
Right. Exactly right. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with your calls. And here is family law attorney Adam Sachs with your telephone calls. You can call right now. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. You have questions about divorce, vaginamony, child support, child custody, prenuptial agreements, postnuptial agreements, and those ever-popular restraining orders. If you got any of that on your mind, call this number right now, 901-3000-866.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Okay, boys. Let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top-quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95. And not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
A man and his truck. A man, his truck, and his favorite radio station. And come the ballads and the broads and the bullshit. Now that man is driving around in his truck, in a storm, in the mud, looking for his balls. Over here, dummy. New normal.
One of the most important decisions you're going to make in your life is what to study in college. Only problem is that most of you were brought up by single moms who fed you some bullshit that you can just follow your heart and the money will follow. Now you hear on the news about all the college graduates who can't find jobs. Unemployment is over 8%. Unemployment for people between 16 and 34 is 18%. You can't afford to piss away $100,000 in tuition, let alone 4 years of your youth on a worthless degree. That's why you need to get the book Worthless by Aaron Clary. If you're going to college or thinking about going to college, this is invaluable information. Worthless breaks down all the different degrees, their starting salaries, why some are worthwhile, and why others are literally worthless. And girls, this book is especially for you. Don't be that fool who majors in women's studies or communications and then expects the rest of us to carry your ass through life. Be smart. Buy Worthless. It's only $5 on Kindle and $13 in paperback, and it could change the course of your life. Worthless. It may prove to be a better investment than college itself. Find it on Amazon right now. Worthless.
Hammer time.
Oh, yeah, the Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. And we are here with family law attorney Adam Sachs. And your phone calls, 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. If you want your free legal advice from Adam, you can call 901-3000-866. It's Steve in Orange County. Steve, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Adam. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Great.
I'm nervous now because listening to the guy you just had on, my situation is a little similar.
Can you believe that, man? He's such a good guy, and it's heartbreaking to me.
Yeah, I mean, I've basically haven't seen my kids in about 4 years.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Are you kidding?
Right.
How can that be?
I'm actually still married to the mom, and basically what happened is, I mean, it's a long, messy story. I don't even know where to begin. I was arrested. I did 4 months in jail.
For what?
For violating a restraining order because I was trying to reconcile, and she called the cops on me.
She got a restraining order against you?
Well, she was one of those. She called the cops a lot, and
great.
You know, there's never.
Listen, man. Nothing. Listen, I'm sorry about this, but. The first time a woman calls 911, that's it. No more.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you, part two is that if there is a woman that has a restraining order against you, that means she doesn't want to be with you anymore. You don't reconcile after that, okay? You never talk to her again. I mean, that's the whole principle of a restraining order anyway, right?
That's correct.
It's too much power that if you piss her off, she can put you in jail for a year. You know, that's crazy.
Well, she actually didn't. Due to the restraining order, it was just automatically, because in California, if you're accused of domestic violence, they'll...
Yeah, but you had a domestic violence case already?
No, that's what I'm saying. She called the cops on me a lot, and they took me to the station and let me go. With it. You know, I never was never convicted of anything. I never
and
had
you
anything.
You thought that was okay?
No. I mean, again, now that I'm older, I have some time to get out of the situation and think about what was happening, and, you know, it sounds retarded, and it sounds...
All right, well, let me just say that the biggest scumbag in the world still gets to see their kids. So I don't know what
the situation is.
I'm sorry about the restraining order, but the fact that you haven't seen your kid in 4 years, your kids in 4 years, I can help you fix that. That's crazy.
After what happened was I went to jail, and while I was in jail, I guess there was a lot of plotting and planning behind the scenes, and they basically tried to take my kids from me while I was in jail, take my parental rights away from me while I was in jail. They were trying to get me to sign them away because they didn't want to have anything to do with me. And,
right.
I mean, I don't know how to explain it. I came out of jail and found out that she was dealing drugs. She got arrested. They raided my house and took my kids away from us. The grandmother ended up stepping in, and I tried to fight her in court, but because I had that domestic violence thing over my head.
May I jump in here? Who is us?
I'm sorry?
You said you had the kids taken away from us. Who's us?
Well, I mean, they were taken out of both of our. I didn't have them, and she had them, and they took them away from both of us. My grandma took them and wouldn't let us.
I was hoping you hadn't remarried or.
Yeah.
No.
I know, but Steve, I have a weird feeling that in the middle of all the story you just told, that you never had a lawyer.
Right, and that's the thing.
Okay.
I had a public defender, like the guy said, a public defender.
Is there such a thing as a public defender? This isn't a crime, is it?
No, Tom. When you go to when you go to dependency court, which is for court cases involving child abuse, if you don't have a private attorney, they give you a public defender, and basically they just sign your rights away, so you can permanently lose the rights to your children. It's heartbreaking,
right,
Steve, that you never got yourself a lawyer in the midst of all this chaos. But it's an important lesson to the guys. One second. It's an important lesson to the guys, and I'm sure you'd agree, that when you're dating a woman and she's calling the cops on you all the time, and that's kind of the vibe, it's not a very good idea to continue with her, right?
No, that's right. Get out. Believe me. I mean, again, I wish I was smart. I wish I had somebody that was.
No, I know, but you love the drama. I mean, what's the deal?
Well, I mean, I had kids, you know, we had two kids, and we had everything together. I mean, you hear this a million times, I'm sure. You know, you have a life, and...
No, but it sounds also that you were very young when you had these two kids. And
yes.
I just I don't think you can expect a lot of maturity, particularly from a very young woman. And obviously, she's very vindictive, and, you know, you get into a disagreement, and she runs right to the phone and calls the cops. So she wants to see you in jail. That's not a very loving woman, you know?
Right. I mean, you don't have to tell me that now.
Even at the time, when losing your children is devastating. I can't imagine.
And it's not an excuse, but I mean, I grew up in the same kind of relationship. My parents fought every day and yelled and screamed in front of each other. And I mean, they were together for 35, 40 years. It was normal.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
You're supposed to be the one that breaks that pattern. You're not supposed to just repeat it, you know?
Right. Well, again, I hear you.
So what's the bottom line now? Where are the kids?
They're with the grandmother, as far as I know. Again, I heard you on the phone or on like this one time, and I've been trying to figure out when you're going to be on again, and I just happened to hear you again.
I'd be happy to help you, but I think you're going to have to do some meditation, and you're going to have to recognize and realize that you need a lawyer, because that's apparently the one thing that you've carefully avoided getting in all these years. And I think that's one of the reasons you have these really bad results.
Correct. And I mean, I have money. Bottom line is that I'm a public defender. I came out of jail. I lost my job. My car was repo. I mean, I hit.
I don't know. I'm really sorry about it. But again, you know, you can't be broke and have children, you know, and you can't live in America and be broke. You have to work. You have to going to deal with this. And you can't get yourself into these situations and not realize that it's going to be expensive to get yourself out. And there's, you know, when you talk about the value of losing your children and not seeing your children for 4 years, you know, I would sell everything I have. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to tell you. Beg, borrow, or steal, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, anyways, please call me.
I'll call in again. I need help.
I understand. Call me after the show, and I'll take a look at what's going on. But it's a heartbreaking story. I'm really sorry that this happened to you.
All right, and Dean will hook you up with Adam. So stay right there. 901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number. This is Paul in Glendale, Arizona. Paul, you're on the Tom Likas show with Adam Sachs.
Hello, sir. Tommy, it's great to hear you.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Anyway, I am nervous. Thank you.
Reason to be nervous.
I'll get to the point. Ex-wife, after 3 years, she still has my last name. She's with another guy, has a child from another guy. I want to know, can I legally force her to remove my name?
Well, I don't know. What difference does that make, really?
Just a question. I always had it. I just had to ask, and this is why I called to ask.
Well, Tom, are there a couple of Likas women out there?
Yes. Well, there was there were two, and now there is one. There were two women walking around with my last name.
exes.
Two exes. One of them still uses my last name, and we have now, let me think about this. We have been divorced now for 12 years.
Wow.
12 years.
I see.
And she still uses my last name.
So she's lost her mind.
Well, now, I checked with my own attorney about that way back 12 years ago, and my attorney said, nothing you can do about it. She gets the choice of which name to use. That's that.
Well, that's true in general. You know, celebrities, as we know, use pseudonyms and so forth, and authors do. And, you know, it's not illegal. And if I woke up one morning and wanted to start calling myself something different, you can do that. You can also change your name legally. Generally, after a divorce, a woman can get her original name back, her maiden name. Your ex, obviously, is married to someone new. She could be using his name. But for some strange reason, I don't know why, it doesn't make a lot of sense, she wants to use your name. And that's just fairly idiotic.
I think I have the answer.
What is it?
It's because while we were married, she's from Russia.
Yeah.
And put her through school. And basically all of her degrees have our last name, because while she graduated, she had our last name.
You mean your last name?
Right, not our.
By the way, my two exes, one of my two exes did not want to give up my last name because she thought there might be some benefit to being Mrs. Tom Likens.
Yeah.
The other had an issue with her father and did not like her father. And so any name other than her original name was what she was going to use. And since people knew her by my last name for many years, that's it. She kept it. That's that. I have no control over.
I remember reading, you know, the singer Pat Benatar.
Yes.
I mean, that's a famous name, right?
Yes.
She was very big when I was in high school or whatever it was in the 80s. But apparently that's the name of, like, her second husband. And she's gone through many more people.
Well, because
since
her birth name was some unpronounceable Polish name.
Right.
And Benatar was easy to pronounce. That's that.
But that's the name that she's known.
Right.
So this gentleman here is saying maybe his ex-wife has her college degrees or her credentials or whatever in the name that she took from him.
Right.
So she just wants to keep using it.
I must say, the one pleasure I have gotten out of two women having my last name is every time I'm in the news, they are both listed in the phone book, and I am not.
So every
time there's a controversy of some kind, 4 a.m. Inside Edition starts calling them. Can I speak to Tom? Is he there?
Don't say he's not there. I know this is his number.
Yes. I know it's early. Please put him on the phone.
And then all the pissed off people that read the article as well, I would think.
Well, yes.
A whole bunch of calls.
Number of people think they know where I live, and they think they're reaching my home.
Excellent.
And they're reaching somebody who has not seen me in person in 10 years.
Not bad. All right, well, that was cool.
Yes. So there you go. So you're stuck with that, Paul. Nothing you can do about it.
Sorry, man. What can I say?
I appreciate your time, gentlemen. Thank you. And Tom, you're like a celebrity, let's be honest with you.
So I'm like a celebrity.
Like a celebrity?
Yes. That hurts, Tom.
Thank you. You're like a talk show host. You're just like a talk show host.
Adam, you're kind of like an attorney.
Yes.
Yes, somewhat, somehow.
That's right.
Somehow vaguely resembling a famous person, Tom.
Yeah, exactly right.
I had no
idea. You're like a public figure.
You're like some kind of a public figure, Tom.
Almost.
Sort of, almost.
Yes.
No hard feelings.
901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number. It's our bonus hour with Attorney Adam Sachs, who's here with your family law questions. If you need legal advice, now's the time to dial in. Andy in Olympia, Washington. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I have a question for Mr. Sachs about what he thinks about the following legal strategy with women.
Okay.
Or wives. You marry them, and then after 2 years, you divorce and then marry again.
So, oh, really?
I used to say that's a great way to keep a marriage fresh.
Which is what? Divorce her every 2 years?
Yeah, divorce them every 2 years and marry another one.
No, but he's saying marry the same one.
Oh, the same one? What would the benefit be? Just to keep from being married 10 years? Now, is that like the presidency? You know, Grover Cleveland was elected twice. And
the reason is,
he counts as two different presidents.
In my case, My sister's like $20,000 different on taxes every year. If I'm married to her, that she doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when the marriage, the divorce is uncontested, it's not very expensive and it's quick and it's cheap relatively. So you marry and divorce every year or two, and if she finally disagrees or has another plan, you just don't marry her again. But you're exposed
right.
only for 2 years, and the clock starts ticking. The legal clock every time you divorce, so she cannot claim more than 2 last years.
I heard an interesting theory about this in some psychology book somewhere, that what you would do is you would get married, and the marriage would be for 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, you'd have to sign something, both of you would, whether you want to continue being married. So in other words, you'd have 2 years, and as long as, you know, things were relatively okay, you'd both sign, and then you'd get another 2 years, and then 2 more years, you'd have to keep signing it each time, deciding whether or not.
But isn't that more risky, like prenups or postnups, or even worse?
Yeah, I think personally you just shouldn't get married at all, tell you the truth.
Well, $20,000 a year, and that's maybe worth it. You can divorce every year, it's relatively cheap, and at least in Washington State,
I
understand, I read some law. If you marry for less than one year, the court splits you as you were never married.
Tom has always talked about people that got married to get health care, or people that got married to get the tax deduction, or people that got married to move into a house with the woman or something. And I got to tell you, no matter how you slice it, one way or another, whatever benefit you're getting, you are losing in the long run. There's no doubt about it. I don't give a shit.
But why is that?
How much your tax?
Why? I mean,
I'm telling you why. It doesn't matter how much your tax deduction is. It doesn't matter how great the health insurance is. In the end, this woman is going to cost you a lot more in blood, sweat, and tears, and pain, and money, and everything else there is. If you're married to her and you have to divorce her, believe me.
Right, but at least not in divorce, because she cannot get much. At least that.
I'm not falling for it. I cannot endorse this idea. It's a cute idea, but I can't. I'm sorry. There's no benefit for a man to get married. There just isn't. It just doesn't exist.
Andy, thank you for the call. All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you how to get in touch with Adam. Many of you did not get in, and if you have a question for Adam, I will tell you his phone number and all the details on how to reach him. We'll continue with attorney Adam Sachs. Don't go anywhere.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
We're proud to introduce New World Investigations as one of the newest P1 supporters of the Tom Likas Show. Now, you know, you've heard me talk about how important it is to have a good attorney, right, boys? Well, it's just as important to have a good private investigator in your back pocket. Terry and Josh at NewWorldInvestigations.com have been in business for over 30 years, and they're ready to help you, your business, or your attorney with insurance claims, witness statements, locates, surveillance, asset checks, executive security, and much more. Need a thorough background check on your wife, your girlfriend, a new employee, or maybe a business partner? They have got you covered. Now, these guys are experts with former federal investigators on their team. And even though they're based right here in Southern California, they have trusted partners all over the world, and they even speak Spanish. New World Investigations, always ready to take care of Tom Likas Show listeners, no matter where you are, 24/7. Check them out today at NewWorldInvestigations.com. That's NewWorldInvestigations.com.
On this episode of Swamp Stupid, Dino loses a precious limb after zipping his cock up in his overalls. Retard attempts to remove it with a hunting knife, and shit gets crazy. They ain't just stupid, they're Swamp Stupid. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Devin Bronson is back with us to talk about the black box, but this time instead of him talking about it or my talking about it, many P1 listeners like you have been writing to Devin and the folks at BN Audio to tell them how happy they are with the black box. What are people saying?
Yeah, the email response has been great, and I wanted to share a few of those with you today. One was from Robert in Escondido. He wrote, "After plugging my iPod into the black box, my ears were very pleased. Thank you for a great product and exceptional service." We love that. Next was Stephen Kurtz, wrote us, "My neighbors hate me now." That was good.
That's how you know it's good.
Yep, he's using it. Next was from Matt Hardy in Maui, out in Hawaii. He bought three of these from us. He wrote, I am blown away. I cannot believe the sound that came out of such a small box.
Now, this is very exciting. If someone listening now has been turned on by hearing what other P1s are saying, how do they get a black box?
They can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com, and they can enter the promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
Don't take my word for it. Take the word of other satisfied P1 listeners. People are buying that black box like crazy. Just go to bnaudio.com, enter the promo code Tom, and get 20% off. You're going to love the black box.
Hammer time.
Tom Likas Show. Here I am with attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, you can always call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. I answer my own phone. You can also email me, adam@adamlawyer.com, and check my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
You'll hear Adam every Tuesday with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show beginning at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And that is when you call in live if you're listening to a replay or, let's say, a rebroadcast. A replay.
We should rebroadcast.
First, you have to broadcast.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so you can listen to a replay or a podcast.
What about
if you do.
Pirate radio, Tom? That would be good.
You know what? We can do that, too. We want to be arrested by the Federal Communications Commission.
What if we had like a ship kind of offshore or something, you know, like 6 miles or something?
All right. As long as you're bringing lunch. All right. So you know how to contact Adam, and you'll hear him again next Tuesday live right here, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
So, how do you like our little internet project now?
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Yeah.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, and get your Likas discount to a year's subscription. The number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. Chelsea Handler wants to be banged, and nobody wants to bang her.
She's full of shit. She's, please, I can't, we're not falling trap for this, because I'll service her today.
No, you won't, Doug.
First,
stay
yours.
Stay away from that skanky brother.
No, I want a show on the E! Channel 2.
And overdone.
Apparently, that's all you have to do to have a show over there is have sex with somebody
else. She banged the dude. That's what happened, is she got a show. And now she walks around saying how she wants to be banged.
She's 39 and claiming that nobody will do it. I'll do it right now.
No, she's not claiming nobody will do it. What she's saying is she just wants casual sex relationships. She doesn't want to, you know, date anybody. But and that she's willing to throw her pussy around like it's going out of style. But
I have a hard. She says I have a hard time meeting men or dating men long term. I'm out.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So she just wants to bang, and everybody knows this. She's spread her legs for pretty much everybody in town.
Yeah.
And outside of town, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, and she just always looks like she's just had a rough night, you know? She's got that look always, like her hair's terrible, face is like, she's way aged for her, I don't even know how old she is, but she appears to be about 75.
She notes a recent attempt to hook up with the manager of a hotel that she frequents.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't want to date him. I just wanted some casual sex without any strings. By the way, that's the perfect person to bang around with. They have access to open rooms.
Sure. She says she most recently dated hotelier Andre Balaz.
Balls.
Andre Balls. Delicious.
She says, I like to get down to business. I mean, why wouldn't I? I don't have kids. I don't want to be married. I mean, can't anyone just have sex with me?
Look,
she's doing this for attention. I'm not buying
the whole thing.
Well, I want to call her out.
I want
to call her out.
Yeah, we wouldn't be the first ones to do that.
No, for real. I'm going to stand out back and wait for her.
Yeah.
And then if she's good, we'll go to the Golden Corral and then come back and do it again.
People still... Golden Corral. People still writing about this.
By the way, I think
this,
Wednesday is wings night, so I might wait till tomorrow.
People still writing about this new research out of Kansas State University that says that men get more upset over physical sexual infidelity than women do. Women, it's all about the emotion. It's like, do you love her?
Yeah.
Are you in love with her?
That's the first question. By the way, when a guy gets busted cheating, that is the absolute 100% first question.
Right.
Do you love her?
Don't matter if you get the giants. It's all about what's inside.
By the way, that's no different than Karen as she sat atop our friend in Goodfellas.
Go ahead.
And she pointed the gun at him and said, do you? Yeah. Do you love her?
Right. And then what'd she get after that?
He knocked her down.
Right. And a gun right in her. How does it feel, Karen?
I got guys coming after me and I got to worry about you, Karen.
Dumb broad. Flushing the fucking cocaine, you jackass.
Oh, terrible. Plus, she's banging on the mistress's apartment building. Janet Rossi and 2R is a whore. You hear me? He's married. That's what you get.
Cinema with Dino, everybody.
It's only Italian movies.
Right. Exactly. The Atlantic has a piece about why so many men don't stand up for their female colleagues.
Interesting.
It's just quite a joke. They're trying to say that most men are just afraid to voice, a comforting opinion because they'll be looked upon as weak to be backing the little ladies. So they just simply don't pipe up, is what they're saying.
You know what? And I can't blame them. You don't even want to get involved. So I kind of get this. I really do. The Atlantic is nothing to sneeze at either. This is a very serious publication. But in this case, this is kind of a frivolous thing. And it's so clear to me, at least, that, of course, standing up for a colleague and a woman on top of it. I mean, come on. You look dumb.
I guess they're trying to encourage dudes to speak up.
Never going to happen.
Nope.
Never.
Nope.
You have a better chance of Donald Sterling coming around with the brothers than you do having this happen.
Yep. Pick alerts for you. Check out the Instagram of Deanna Dahlgren. She is 4 times Miss Supercross. 4 times Miss Supercross.
Yeah,
if you're not watching Supercross, you don't see them monster broads.
Yeah.
Incredible.
By the way, I highly recommend another little trick is the X Games, because all the broads come out for X Games.
You know what? It's Monster Energy really knows what to do.
They do.
They
really do, and they spare no expense in bringing in hoes. You don't even have to buy them.
Like NFL cheerleaders, where you pay them $5 a month.
And it's also not like Sterling's, where you got to get them, 2 Bentleys and a Ferrari. These girls come up for $300 for the day. They palm press, get a couple of pictures, and halfway show their tits. It's a perfect afternoon.
Done. Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Be sure to... What? Yes? Huh?
Oh, you fucking crazy.
There it is. Karen. Let it play.
Huh? I got enough to worry about getting fucking whacked on the street. I got to fucking come home for this. Karen.
Be sure to check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show for you every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.